Okay, today's shiur is Daf Chav Beis. We're going to begin on the last line of Daf Chav Aleph on the Beis. Omer Rav Kahana, Darsh Rav Nosim Ben Yumi, Mishmed Rav Tanchum. Ner Shel Chanukah, if you have the Chanukah candle, Shenich Lamal Mechof Amma, that was put higher than 20 Amma, Psula. It's possible. It's too high. And like Rashi says, D'loy Shalta Be'ena, it's not noticeable when it's that high up. Where do we find the same concept, says the Gemara? Kesukah ukemavi. The halacha is that a sukkah that's taller than 20 amma is possible. And the halacha is, we spoke about it already a little earlier, that if you have a mavi, which is a alleyway, which a number of chatzeris open up into, the halacha is that in order for the people from the various chatzeris to be able to carry in the mavi, you have to make either a lechi or a kaira. A kaira is a crossbeam. And the halacha is, in the beginning of Masechta Erevim, that crossbeam is not allowed to be higher than 20 amos. We'll come back to this Gemara in a moment. V'amar Rav Kahana, Dorosh Rav Nosim Ben Yumi, Mishmed Rav Tanchum. Ma'id Ksiv, this is what it says in the Pasuk, V'abor Reik Em B'mayim, when Yosef fell into the hands of his brothers, and they first wanted to kill him, and then they decided they're going to throw him into a empty pit. So the Pasuk says, V'aborek ein b'mayim, is the question, Mimashim shenem v'aborek, since the Pasuk says the pit was empty, ein yedesh ein b'mayim, obviously there was no water. If it's empty, there's nothing in it. El matam aloim ein b'mayim, what does the Pasuk say ein b'mayim? To teach us, mayim ein boy, there was no water in it, aval nechoshim v'krabim yesh boy, there were snakes and scorpions. So the obvious question when you learn this Gemara is, what's the connection between these two Gemaras, and what's this Gemara doing here in the middle of the sugya of Chanukah? So the simplest teretz I saw that works very nice is the Gemara began saying that if a Chanukah candle is above 20 amos, it's possible. Why? It's too tall. Comes along the Gemara and says that not only is that in the height, but the same halacha applies to the depth. Because there's really a very fundamental question. We remember the story with Yosef and his brothers. The brothers wanted to kill him, and Yosef wanted to say, and Reuven wanted to save him. What did Reuven say? Hashlichu l'echem, and throw him into one of the pits. So throwing him to a pit with snakes and scorpions, that's not a big help. Since we're saying that if something's above 20 amis, it's not noticeable. Says Reb Tanchum, the same thing is when it's below 20 amis. It's also not noticeable. So Reuven, Taka wanted to save him by throwing him into the pit. What kind of a saving is this if it's full of snakes? It was too deep. He didn't see it. It goes both directions, in the height and the depth. That's the Pashat Mahalach, how to learn the Gemara. Tosfos on the previous Gemara asks a question. The Gemara says, the Gemara Masechta Sukkah, the Gemara Masechta Erevin says, that by when we have this thing by sukkah, that a sukkah that's above 20 amis is possible, the Mishnah says possible. When it says that a kair is above 20 amis is not good, it says yamat. It should be lowered. Ask the Gemara, why don't we use the same language by sukkah and by mavoi? Answers the Gemara, sukkah, which is a doraisa, so we use a possible. We use a strong language. Mavoi, which is only drabanon, we use a easier language, fix it, you might. As Tosfos, here we're talking about Chanukah. Chanukah is a drabanan, so we ought to use the same language as we use by Mavi. So Tosfos says two terutzim. I'm going to say the second terutz first. The second terutz Tosfos says is, you're right. Really, the Gemara here should have said, by Chanukah also lower it. But what would it mean? What would you have to say? What you would have to say is, extinguish the candle, because you lit it too high, lower it, and then relight it, which would be a lot of words. And we know that the Gemara wants always to use the most concise manner of language. So the Gemara just says possible. Where, as say the Mefarshim, where do we see that we always try to use the most concise language? From the Torah. The Torah says, V'abarek ein b'mayim. Why didn't the Torah just write, V'abarek aval nechosh makram yesh boy? Because that would have been a very long-winded speech. We always want to use the shortest language. So just like in the Torah just uses the words Vabarek Ein B'mayim, here too we use the most concise language possible. The other teretz Tosfos gives is that we use by Chanukah the same language as we do by Sukkah, which is very difficult, because Sukkah is a deraisa, and Chanukah is a drabbanan. So why is Tosfos saying that we use the same language? So the Shar Metzion Balocha explains that Chanukah does have a deraisa aspect to it, because the halacha is that on a Chanukah, we're going to learn the Gemara, you have to make a bracha. If you make the bracha when it's made in the wrong place, it's a bracha levatala. A bracha levatala is a deraisa. That's why we use the same language by Chanukah as we do by Sukkah, because there is a deraisa aspect by Chanukah. One more vart, because when we learn this Gemara about Yosef, the question is very obvious. What was Reuven accomplishing if he threw him into such a bar? So the Netziv says that what Reuven was trying to accomplish was he was trying to take Yosef out of the hands of Bos Vedom, out of the hands of humans, into the hands of Hashem. We're always better off in Hashem's hands than we are in human hands. And I saw, to explain this pshat a little better, there's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that the Kesar, Daf Nun Tes, once asked a question that nobody could answer. Rav Tanchum was able to answer the question. So the Kesar said, Meimah Shapa Kamrit, you gave a great answer. Avamar B'machas Hava, it was a chutzpah. Nobody, you know, you're smarter than the king, and you're Mechuyev Misa. So he threw him into a pit of snakes, and nothing happened to him. Came along in Tzedakah, he said, you know why nothing happened to him? Because the snakes aren't hungry today. So they threw the Tzedakah into the pit, and they ate him up. So Rav Tanchum is the one that taught us that when you're in the hands of Hashem, when you're in the hands of a snake, they can't do anything to you if Hashem doesn't want. That's why Rav Tanchum is the person that teaches us that Reuven was the one that threw Yosef into a bar, even though the bar had nechash of a krabim, because he knew that if Yosef is innocent, Hashem won't do anything to him. But when you're in the hands of a person who's a baal bechira, it's different. Right, no. Mavi, in the Mishnah by Mavi, it says Yemayat.
Yeah, but here
it's... just using it as a frame of reference. Continues the Gemara. Amrav, Rava. Amrav, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Neich V'Tafach HaSomach LePesach. The right place to put the Chanukah Menorah is by the Tefach closest to the door. Ask the Gemara V'Heichem Manalei, on which side of the door? Says the Gemara of Achabrei, the Rava Am Yamin. You put it on the right side, because you always do everything on the right side. Rashmu B'Difti Am Mishmul, on the small, on the left side. For Hilchason, that's Takad Alocha. Mismol, you should put it on the left side. Kadesh Ner Chanukah Mismol, have the Chanukah on the left side, or Mezuzah Yamin, and the Mezuzah on the right side. So, and you'll be surrounded with mitzvahs. And the way the Mefarshim explained the Gemara, Chanukah, as we explained in Daf Chof Aleph, represents Torah. Mezuzah represents Yerushamayim, because that's what it says in the Mezuzah, Shemayim, so Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So a Jew should be surrounded with Torah and Yerushamayim for both sides. But the halacha is, let's say you're putting up the Mezuzah in a doorway, they're putting up the Chanukah menorah in a doorway that doesn't have mezuzah, because that doorway is not mechuyev in a mezuzah, then put it on the right side, because we always prefer the right side. Only when the right side already has a mezuzah on it, put the Chanukah menorah on the left side. Now the Sfas Emes says a very nice pshat in this Gemara. He says, we really have two conflicting concepts in halacha. We have one concept in halacha, if one mitzvah was done with something, another mitzvah should be done with it. And we have another concept, we don't pile up mitzvahs in the same place. So now the question is like this. If we follow the concept of then you should put the Chanukah menorah on the right side. If you're saying, you should put it on the left side. We're saying on the left side. Why don't we say, so the Sfas Emes says, the concept of is only said when the first mitzvah is over. But if the first mitzvah is still going on, like in our case, the mezuzah is still on the door, so then I say, and have the mezuzah on one side, and the menorah on the other side. Now the question is, especially based on the Tosfos that of yesterday, the Tosfos Deloy Adlik Madlik, that the main concept of Psumei Nisa by Chanukah today is for the people in the house. So you light your menorah in the house. We don't light it outside. The question is, where should you light it? Should you light it by a doorway in the house, or should you light it by a window in the house? Because now that we're saying the main part of the Psumei Nisa is for the people in the house. So Rav Moshe says in the tshuva that even though the main pursuing this is for the people in the house, if you have the ability to light it by window, you should light it by window, even if you're in a high apartment, in a high floor apartment. And he says that's what he himself did. There are other poskim that say, since the main pesumi nisa is for the people in the house, so it's better to light it by a door, and you'll have this gemara of surrounding yourself with a mitzvah. Continues the gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, also lahatzis mois k'negen ner chanukah. You're not allowed to count money in front of the ner chanukah. So the Rishonim immediately ask a question. Yesterday, Rav paskened at the end of the shir that also l'shtam shloiroi. You're not allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candle. So what's Rav Asi saying? Is he saying the same? Is he agreeing? Is he disagreeing? So the Baal Amor says that Rav Asi is disagreeing. The Rav said you're not allowed to do anything facing the Chanukah candles. Comes along Rav Asi, says no, that's only something like counting money, which is a davachol, something for your own use. But a dvar mitzvah, Rav Asi in this counter distinction to Rav will hold that you're allowed to do it in front of the Chanukah candles. That's how the Baal Amor learns. The Ramban learns that Rav Asi is machmer over Rav. That even though Rav said you're not allowed to do anything in front of the Chanukah lecht, that's only if you're doing a davar kavua, a big job. But counting money, which is not that significant, Rav will allow. Comes along Rav Asi and says, no, you're not allowed to do anything in front of the Chanukah lecht. Continues the Gemara. Ki amrita kamei d'shmul. When this was said over to Shmuel, amli v'chiner kedusha yeshba. Does the ner have in a kedusha that you're not allowed to count on it? So the question is, Mefarshim asks, yes, don't we say haneris halalu kaidishim? So we all proclaim the late neighbors to be kaidish. So what does Shmuel say? V'chiner kedusha yeshboi. So the Rana Masechet Megillah says that a ner chanukah is considered tashmish the mitzvah, not tashmish the kedusha. And the Shmuel's asking, is it considered a tashmish kedusha? It's only tashmish mitzvah. Maskler of Yosef. So what's the difference if it's tashmish, if it's not, doesn't have inherent kedusha? V'chidam kedusha yeshboi. The halacha is that when you shecht either a chaya or a bird, you have to do kisui adam. You have to cover the dam. The Tanya, as it says a brisa, explaining the pasuk, the shofach the kisa, the Torah puts together the shechita, the shofach and the covering, to teach us the mash shofach yichasa, what you use to kill the animal, which means your hand, yichasa, you should use that to cover the blood. Teaching us, shleichasena beregel, you should not cover the dam with your feet. You shouldn't kick the dirt onto the blood. Why? The mitzvah should not be on you. You should not treat mitzvahs embarrassingly. And that's why, just like by dam, you have to be careful how you do it. So too, it says Rabbi Yosef, even though you'll actually say that the Chanukah lecht don't have kedusha, but they're dvar mitzvah, and you have to treat them with respect. So ask the Gemara. Barmanei Rabbi Shuben Levi. Malus topic menoy sukkah kol shiva. Are you allowed to use, for your own personal use, the sukkah decorations through sukkah? Amalei. So he answered him. Harei Amru, we just learned. Also lahatzis mos k'negen ner chanukah. You're not allowed to count money in front of the Chanukah candles. So just like you're not allowed to count money in front of the Chanukah candles, you're not allowed to use the noy sukkah for your personal use. Amr Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef exclaims, Mori Avram, Gotfen Avram, and the Kotzker has a beautiful word. Why, when an Amira wants to use exclamation to say that something is very difficult, does he mention Avram Avinu? What did Avram Avinu do? So the Kotzker says, Avram Avinu was the one that brought the Yedias Hashem to the whole world. That the whole world should know Hashem is Hashem. How do you say it? He said, there must be, there was a Balabira, there was famous comment of Avraham Avinu. There's a building. There must be a Balabir. There must be somebody who built the building. So too, there's a world. Somebody must built the world. There's no answer. There's only one answer to the question. That was a super strong question. So whenever we want to use an example of a great question, we say Morid Avraham. Is the question like this? Tali Tanya b'deloi Tanya. He's asking a question regarding what's the halacha on sukkah. And he's bringing a raya for something which just an Amira said, where we have an often a brisa which teaches us this halacha. Sukkah Tanya, The halacha of the noy sukkah is a brisa. Chanukah loy tanya. Chanukah wasn't offered a brisa. So why is he answering his question for Chanukah? He should have answered what we learned by sukkah itself. The tanya, it says a brisa. Sichcha kilchasoi. If you made a sukkah properly, vitri b'kromim b'sadinim, and you adorned it with nice linens and tapestries, hamutziyorim that are embroidered, v'talabon, you hung up in it, agoizim, and nuts, afraskim, peaches, shgedim, almonds, remoinim, pomegranates, v'pachili, novim, clusters of grapes, v'tarish, shvolim, sheets of grain, yenois, wine, shmonim, oil, saltois, and flour, oslo, stopik, mem, atzmiyotu, yachron, shalchad. You're not allowed to use it till after Yontif. So what do we see from here? We see from here that it's an issue of bizui mitzvah to use the noy sukkah. So what's your question if you're allowed to use the noy sukkah? Avadi, you're not allowed to use the noy sukkah, it's bizui mitzvah. However, continues the Braisa, from Hisnaleim, if before you hang up the noy sukkah at the beginning of sukkah, you make a condition that I should be able to use this noy for my own personal use, the halach is hakel lufi tanoy, goes according to your condition. So right now, we'll stop here and we see that noy sukkah, you're not allowed to use all of sukkahs. Why? Because of bizui mitzvah. Ask Tosfos, you know why you're not allowed to use noy sukkah all of sukkah? Because it's muksa, not because of bizui mitzvah. So the Tosfos Yeshanim says, why are noy sukkah muksa? Because of bizui mitzvah. Because there's a concept of bizui mitzvah, that's how they became muksa. That's how the Tosfos Yeshanim answers. Tosfos answers differently. Tosfos says that, true, on Yontif you're not allowed to use the noy sukkah because of muksa. But in Chalamoy, Tosfos says there's no concept of muksa, so you should be allowed to use the noy sukkah. That's why Al Gemara has to say you're not allowed to use the noy sukkah on Chalamoy because of bizui mitzvah. Why does Tosfos now want to say what the Tosfos Yeshanim says? Tosfos Yeshanim is saying something very simple, because according to Tosfos Yeshanim, there's a concept of muksa even on Chalamoy. And Tosfos doesn't necessarily want to subscribe to the concept of muksa on Chalamoy. The Gemara says it's sichcha kilchasai. The only time, the Ran says, the only time noy sukkah are asa is if they were part of a kosher sukkah. Sichcha kilchasa. But if the sukkah is not a kosher sukkah, there is no iser to use the noy sukkah. Tosfos, the previous Tosfos, also questions that the halacha is that even though we don't sit in the sukkah on Simchas Torah, the noy sukkah are asa on Simchas Torah, because they were muksa ben shmoshes going from Shmini Atzeres into Simchas Torah. However, the Esroig, Tosfos says, will not be muksa in Simchas Torah, because they're not really muksa, because even though we're not supposed to touch the Esroig and Shmini Atzeres, because they became muksa from Hoshana Rabbah to Shmini Atzeres, but from Shmini Atzeres into Simchas Torah, where the whole Simchas Shmini Atzeres muksa is only because the day before we're not going to be makban in the Esroig on Simchas Torah. Continues the Gemara, Elam Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Avu Nikolan, the Mekor for not being allowed to be Mavaza Mitzvah is Dam. Where do we learn it from? From Dam. Just like the Pasuk said, we learned it a few moments ago, that you're not allowed to embarrass the Mitzvah Kisui Dam, you're not allowed to kick the earth onto the Dam. So too, every Mitzvah, there's an Issa Bizui Mitzvah. And Taka, some Rishonim, say the Bizui Mitzvah is a Doraisa, because the pasuk of Shofar Kisa is a deraisa. Other mefarshim, the Chai Adam, want to say that you can't bring a raya from dam to all the mitzvahs, because by dam, when are we being mevazah the mitzvah? We're being mevazah the mitzvah as we're doing the mitzvah, as we're covering the dam, we're kicking it with our foot, not using our hand. That's a terrible bezoyim. By Chanukah, what's the case of the Chanukah? After we lit the Chanukah lech, then you want to do something connected to the Kneiros. So that's not the same type of mizui. So certainly be osur, but it will not be osur midoraisa. There's a famous verse from the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says that when you give money, when you give tzedakah to a poor person, you have to be very careful how you treat the poor person, because the poor person is becoming a dvar mitzvah. He's the recipient of the tzedakah, so he's part of the mitzvah. And if you treat him disrespectfully, it's a bizui mitzvah. Continues the Gemara. Anyway, should treat people with respect. Itmar, Rav Omar. The Gemara quotes three places where we have Machloikas, Rav, and Shmuel. The first place is regarding Neiros Chanukah, which we'll spend time talking about, so we'll get back to it. And then there are two other issues. Itmar, the first Machloikas, Rav Omar, Eimer, Likim, Neir, Neir. You can't light one Chanukah candle from the other one. V'Shmuel, Omar, Madlik, and Shmuel says you may. Rav Amar, Eimah Tirin Tzitzis from Beged LeBeged. You're not allowed to take off tzitzis from one Beged to put it onto another Beged. Shmuel Amar, Matir Mi Beged LeBeged, you may. Rav Amar, Ein Aloch Rav Shimon B'Greira. The Aloch is not like Rav Shimon B'Greira. The Aloch is that Rav Shimon holds a Dovah Shein Miskaven. If you do a Malacha on Shabbos, but you didn't intend to do a Malacha, even though the Malacha happened, it's Mutter. So what does that mean, Greira? If you schlep a chair and it makes a groove in the earth, you didn't intend to make a groove, so unless it's a psik ratio that it's certainly going to happen, it's not Osir. A Rab doesn't agree with Rav Shimon, and he says you're not allowed to schlep a chair. The Shmuel Amar, Halach Rav Shimon B'Greira. The Halach is like Rav Shimon B'Greira, that you are allowed to schlep the chair. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Kol Mila D'Mar Obed K'Rav. We always passing like Rav. Labah Mahani Tlas, except these three situations, the Ovid Kishmul, that we passing like Shmuel. Number one, Madlikim Menel in there, which we'll talk about in a moment. Or Matir Mi Beged LeBeged, where you could take off tzitzis from one Beged and put on another Beged. So Taisha says, the only time you're allowed to take off tzitzis from one Beged to another Beged is if you take off tzitzis from a Beged is if you're going, for two reasons. Either if you're going to put the tzitzis in another Beged, but the Paiskim say, if you're going to take the tzitzis off one Beged and put on another Beged, you have to make sure that the second Beged is the same Madregan Chiv as the first Beged. What does that mean? Let's say you have tzitzis on a wool Beged, or you have tzitzis on a talus gadol, and now you want to take those tzitzis off and put it on a cotton Beged, or polyester Beged, which is the Shail of Mechuyiv, or maybe only with Rabbanan, you shouldn't do it. And also, according to Tosfos, if you're going to take off the tzitzis and just put them into your drawer, it's also inappropriate. But Tirmi Beged LeBeged, to take it to another Beged that's going to be used for tzitzis. And then Tosfos talks about the shaila of taking off a mezuzah. So Tosfos says, number one, according to this Gemara, you should really be allowed to take the mezuzah off a door if you're going to put it on another door. But Tosfos quotes the Gemara Menachos, so the Gemara says it's sakana to take off the mezuzah. So even if pi halacha, maybe you would be allowed to take off the mezuzah to put it up on another door because it's not being used, but still there's an issue of sakana, and that's why we're very makvid and very careful about taking off mezuzah. And Valoch Rav Shimon Greira, and we passing like Rav Shimon as far as schlepping a chair. The Tanya Rav Shimon Oimer, Gar Adam Mita Kitz Vasafsel, you could schlep a chair or a bench, or Vachla Yiskan Lassa Spritz, unless you don't have intention to make a hole. Says the Gemara, Yosa Homer Abonne Kameder of Adabar Hava. The Yosa Kama, Rav says, Eimad Likim and Elinair. You're not allowed to move, you're not allowed to light one Chanukah candle from another one. Now we try to understand why did Rav say it. It could be for one of two reasons. It could be because of bizui mitzvah, it's an embarrassment to the mitzvah, and it could be because of chushi mitzvah. And we'll explain everything. If you say it's bizui mitzvah, so when would be asur? Only if you take like a match, and you light one Chanukah candle, and then you take a match to light the next one, so that's a bizui mitzvah. Tam derav, mishum bizui mitzvah. That's the reason. And that would mean that according to Shmuel, you would even be allowed to use a match. Amalu, so he told him, Loit Tzisile, don't pay attention. Tam the Rav, the reason of Rav is not because of Bizi Mitzvah, the reason of Rav is Machish Mitzvah, because you're weakening the Mitzvah. So the way Rashi explains it is, if you light one Chanukah candle from another one, it looks like you're removing oil from the first candle. And that's a Chush Mitzvah. According to this, my benayu explains the mawal vidin afkamina. Ik benayu the kamadlik mishag l'shaga. Are you allowed to go from one candle directly to another candle? Manda amar mishum bizi mitzvah. The one that says that the explanation of Rav is because of bizi mitzvah. So dafka with a match it's osur, but mishag l'shaga madlik. However, manda mishum mechushi mitzvah because it looks like you're weakening the mitzvah. Mishag l'shaga nami osur because there's always a concept of chushi mitzvah. The Sfas Emes is very bothered with this concept of chushi mitzvah. When you light one candle from another candle, are you removing any oil? Are you removing anything from the first candle? So he says, very nice. We're going to learn the halacha is that a madura of torch is also for Chanukah. So what happens? I have the first candle. Then I take the next candle and I put it together. For that split second, it's possible because it's a flame. It's a torch. It's two flames together. So it's a chushi mitzvah. I'm weakening the mitzvah because I'm making it possible for that moment. Moser of Avya. So Rav Avya asked the following question. There's halacha Maisa Sheni. Maisa Sheni is that during the third year or the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, we have to take Maisa Sheni. We spoke about that you could redeem it on money. So let's say you have Shalosh or Maisa Sheni. If you have a coin, a Maaseh Sheni, is the halacha ain't shoklin connected in reserve. You can't, in those days, currency wasn't like us. Today, a quarter is a quarter because it's 25 cents. It doesn't make a difference what kind of quarter you have. Then the currency was based on the value of the metal. So ain't shoklin connected in reserve. You can't weigh on a scale gold coins to get the weight. Even a filul chal of Maaseh Sheni acher. Even if your purpose is to do it because you want to redeem Maaseh Sheni. So explains the Gemara. It will say the Rav's machlokes is dafka when you're going from one candle to another candle. Avo bekinsa osa shmul. But if you're using a match, and then the concept is busy mitzvah, even shmul will agree that it's osa halavet yufta. That's why I don't want you to use the Maaseh Sheni money as a weight, because you're being mevazed the mitzvah. I'm using it as a weight. Eli Amrit Bekinsin Namishari. But if you're going to tell me that Shmuel allows even with a match, obviously Shmuel's not bothered with Bizi Mitzvah Hotavati of the why over here are you not allowed to weigh coins against Maaseh Sheni coins. Amarava Rava says there's a different reason. The concern is maybe your weights won't be perfect. The kamapik leil chulin, you'll take all the Maaseh Sheni, which was originally designated for Maaseh Sheni, and use it for chulin. So as a gzeira, we don't let you do that. But nothing to do with Bizi Mitzvah. Master Rav Sheshes asks another question. It says in the pasuk regarding the menorah, mechutz lapraychus, outside the praychus, yarech. The menorah should be set up outside the praychus and the kaidish. Now the question is like this, the Gemara's question. Why do we need a menorah? Is the question v'chila oiru hutzarech? Do we need the light of the menorah? The 40 years that Klai saw were the midbar. They went to the aura of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So now there's a question. Taisus right away asks, why are you mentioning the 40 years of the midbar? What about a whole lifetime? Till this very day, the sun that comes up in the morning, who brings up the sun? Hashem. Why are you only talking about the 40 years? So, Taisa says two pshatim. The first pshat Taisa says is the chila oiru tzarech, it's referring to the kayin. The kayin's going into the base of the Mishkan, and the Mara is asking, does the kayin need the menorah to illuminate what's in the base in the Mishkan? We had the light of the Amar Aish, which was such a powerful light, Tosfos explains, that we could see what was inside a box. So why do we need a menorah? The other way Tosfos explains is, V'chila oiru hu tzarech, it's going on Hashem. Does Hashem need our light? We need His light. Why would we want to light a menorah in the Mishkan? For Him, we were going with His light. So the question is, why do we need, so Gemara continues, V'chila the menorah bears testimony that the Shekhinah is in our midst. Ask the Gemara, may Eidus. How do we have the Eidus? It's the Ner Meravi. So the Machlaikas, Rashi quotes the Machlaikas in Masech the Menachas, which one was the Ner Meravi? We know that the entrance to the base, to the Mishkan, was on the Mizrach side, on the east side. The Kadosh Kedoshim was, as you kept on walking towards west, to your right was Dorum, to your left was Tzofen. If the menorah was put in the Dorum Tzofen direction, that means right to left, then the Ner Meravi is the middle candle of the seven candles. If it was put from front to back, from Mizrach to Maariv, then it was the second candle after the door. But that was the Ner Meravi. So the Gemara says, you put in as much oil in that wick, in that cup, as in the other ones. Or menaham madlik, that was used to light all the other candles. Or baha mesayim, and that was also the one that lasted the longest. Now let's get back to our sugya. V'hocha kim the kvineres, the branches of the menorah were firm; they couldn't be moved around. L'sagya. The Kamishk of Adluki. How did they get from one candle to the other candle? They must have lighted one from the other. The Kokasha, so we have now a question. Everybody agreed that you can't go directly from one candle to another. Yet in the menorah, we went from one candle to another candle. So if it's Bizi Mitzvah, if they use the match, it's certainly no good. And even if they didn't use a match, they were lighting directly one from the other, how could they do it? And it says the Gemara, Tegmara Papa, Bepsilas Aruchas. They had long wicks, and they did not have, and they could light from one to the other without bringing a match in middle. Asked the Gemara, good. So according to Mandama Bizi Mitzvah, we've resolved it. They didn't need a match because they had long wicks. However, asked the Gemara, Soif Soif Lamandama Mishumachushi Mitzvah. According to Mandama, that you can't light from one to the other because it's a chush, because you're weakening the mitzvah. So how could they do it? So it's Gemara, Kasha. According to that Mandama, that's Kasha. Now, Halacha Lamaisa. So first, let's talk about something that the Gemara doesn't mention. What's the Halacha on Shabbos? Are you allowed to light one candle from another candle on Shabbos? So Me'ikar Adin, the Mishnah Berurah says, you could even bring a match or another candle to light. We said it's Bizi Mitzvah. So the answer is that the Shabbos candles, two answers, the Sfasema says. The whole purpose of the Shabbos candles is just to use them for lighting. The Menorah, whether in the Beis HaMikdash or Chanukah, is a Dvar Mitzvah. It's supposed to be separate. Shabbos candles, that's the whole point that we're learning. They just should be accessible to us. So that's why it's fine. Another thing they say is, when do you light the Shabbos candles? We light the Shabbos candles on Friday. It's before it's a Dvar Mitzvah. So that's why you could take from one candle to the other. But the Paiskim do say that the proper thing is to have a separate lighter, just even for the Shabbos candles, to avoid this Gemara's problems, and light that lighter, and with that lighter, I'm not in the silver business, but light with that lighter all of the Shabbos candles. Chanukah Lecht. So the halacha is, we'll jump a little ahead because we'll see it as we go into the Gemara, that you should not light one. There's a problem of, as we said, Chushi Mitzvah, Bizi Mitzvah, and the Ramah says, therefore, you should not light the second candle from the first candle. Why? He says, beautiful pshat. The first candle is a chi of mitzvah. The second candle is only because of Mahadrin. It's only a hidur. So you can't use a mitzvah candle to light a hidur candle. That's how the Ramah says. But I have a kash on this. Because, you know, there's really a question like this. By the menorah, how could you compare the menorah to Chanukah candles? The menorah, all seven candles are the mitzvah. You can't say I only light one. By Chanukah candles, you only have to light one. So the question is, our Gemara is bringing a raya from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Mishkan's menorah, to the Chanukah menorah. How could you bring a raya? But in the Mishkan, you had to light all seven. In the Chanukah, you only have to light one. What's the answer? So the Mishnah Berurah really says it. Once we are all noyig, once we all have the minhag that we light all seven, we light Chanukah Lecht every night, two, three, that became our chayv. I used Ma'ariv as the example. We learned the Gemara Masechta Brachos. Ma'ariv was originally established as a rishos, but we were accepted as a chayv. So here too, we accepted as a chayv all the Chanukah candles. So if all the Chanukah candles are light by us a chayv, and what's the raya we hold that way? Because the Gemara is comparing Chanukah candles to Shabbos candles, so why does the Ramah say you can't light from the first candle to the second candle? By us, the first and the second are really the same. Ask the Gemara, my Havalah, what is the Halacha L'maisa? So like Tosfos explains, even though the Gemara said in Amud Aleph that in Madlikim Enel Ener, we act like Shmuel, that they said Eidus, we act like Shmuel, the Gemara wasn't sure. The Gemara wants to know for sure. Amar, Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, Chazina. It depends on a very fundamental Shaila. What's the Shaila? Ead Loka Oysa Mitzvah. What is the mitzvah of Chanukah lighting? Is the mitzvah the lighting? If the mitzvah is the lighting, Madlikim Enel Ener. Because once you lit the first one, you could take it to light the next one, because the mitzvah is over. However, lighting doesn't end your mitzvah, because after you light the menorah, you have to place the menorah in the proper spot. And therefore, the mitzvah is not complete yet, and you can't light from one candle to the next. And Tosfos explains what's nafka min about lochos mitzvah or hanochos mitzvah. If we say that hanochos mitzvah, then the actual lighting could be done with a cheresh shayt of a cotton, because that's not the main mitzvah. The main mitzvah is the hanochah. I saw a very nice pshat, a pidrush, from the Mar Yecheskel, what is the shail of hadlaka is mitzvah, hanocha is mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of Chanukah lighting to commemorate? Is it to commemorate the nes of the lighting of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash? Then I'll say hadlaka is mitzvah. Just like then there was a nes with hadlaka, here now we also have a nes with hadlaka. But if, on the other hand, the commemoration is the nest that Hashem for us made for us, and we want everybody to see what Hashem does for us, then we'll say Hanocha Yisem Mitzvah. So now the Gemara is saying, if you say Hadlokim Yisem Mitzvah Madlikim Neleiner, if you say Hanocha Yisem Mitzvah, Ei Madlikim Neleiner. Toshma. Dama Rava. Rava says, Hoya Tafas Ner Chanukah. If somebody's holding on to the Chanukah Menorah V'Oimid, and he's just standing, didn't place it down, lo yosef lo klum. He hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah. Shma mino, hanocha is mitzvah. Because he didn't place it. So it's obvious that the placing is the crucial mitzvah. Says the Gemara, no, there's no raya from there. Hosam haroi oim l'tzarchu d'nokad lo. If I see somebody standing with a Chanukah menorah in his hand, you know why you're not yoitza? Not because hanocha is mitzvah. Because I'll say, you know why this person's holding candelabra? Because he needs light. He needs it for his own personal use. But not because hanocha is mitzvah. Toshma, a different raya. Dama Rava, lik b'fnim, if somebody lit the menorah indoors, v'itziyah, and then he takes it outside, loy osaklum, he hasn't accomplished anything. I amrit b'shlom, if you're going to tell me hadlaka is a mitzvah, that the ikir is the hadlaka, I understand. Hadlaka, b'kayim mina, you have to light the menorah in the proper place, and m'shemhacha loy osaklum, if you lit it in the wrong place. Earlier, Amrit Hanocha is a mitzvah. Even you tell me the main thing is the placing. So, a ma'ilos v'leklum. Taka, he might have lit it in the wrong place, but he took it to the right place. And once he took it to the right place, that should be adequate. Says the Gemara, the same concern. Hosnami haroi oim l'tzarchu d'adlaka. Somebody sees what's going on here, will say that the reason he carried it is not because he's taking it to put it down for the dvar mitzvah. He's doing it because he just can't carrying it for his own lighting needs. There's an interesting shaila. The way we're learning today, there's a concept of bizui mitzvah. So the shaila is there going to be an issue of bizui mitzvah on a Chanukah menorah all year round? That means, let's say somebody wants to make a party and he wants to have candlelight. Could he use his Chanukah menorah to use it on the table just for a candelabra, not for Shabbos, just for a party? Is that going to fall under the category of bizui mitzvah or not? The shaila is very similar, so some paiskim want to compare it to the shaila about esrog after sukkahs. An esrog after sukkahs is not anymore there for a mitzvah, or the schach after sukkah, also the mitzvah is over. Yet we paskin that you should treat the mitzvah of Esrig, even after Sukkot, you should treat the Esrig with respect. And you should treat the Tzchach with respect. Why? Because since these items were used for a mitzvah, this you should continue to use it respectfully. The same thing is with the menorah. It was used for Dvar Mitzvah. But the comparison is not perfect. Because Esrig is the Dvar Mitzvah. Tzchach is the Dvar Mitzvah. Menorah is not the Dvar Mitzvah. It's only a vehicle to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. So the Paiskim Paskin, the L'chatchila, you should certainly treat candelabra that you use, the menorah that you use for Chanukah, with respect. But if somebody has a need to use it for personal use, he can use it.